Simon Shin Nun Sif Beis. The Mechaber says that a person cannot stand or surround him. The Yashtin means to go to the bathroom to urinate, a yorik, or to spit into a siyachid, or even to a karmelis, where it's only an isser drabonon from a surround or siyachid to a karmelis. A ibchor, the opposite. From a karmelis to a siyachid to a surround, it's a problem, even if he sticks his mouth or that part of his body where he goes to the bathroom from, out of the rishus that he's standing, and it's in the same rishus where it's going to be landing. Still, it's a problem. We might see Mereshus Lashus. Even by a Karmelist, we're dealing with the world of Drabonon, still it's going to be Osir. And the same thing will apply in a Shrabim or in a Karmelist, if it's going to be traveling for Amos, whether the Shasen or the Reich or the Saliva, it's going to be traveling for Amos, it'll be a problem of being Avaris Al Amos in Rishus Rabim. You know, typically, you only Chayiv if you do Akira from a Mokum that's Dal Tvachim for before Tvachim in the Rishus, still the person's body is considered like a Mokum Dal that has the Chashivas, and therefore it's a problem of Oitzal. Vachnosa, Arvos Dal Amas, and we go by the main part of the body, not the extra part of the body that the fluid is coming out from. And that's why it doesn't make a difference with that part of the body. As long as his guf is in a different reshus from the landing place, it's a problem. Now, the Mishnah brings in the Bir Agra, and this halacha that's also Mishus Lashus is only a suffix in the Gemara, to take with the Gemara. Gemara is not sure. And therefore, it's only by Mishus Teraisa, not by Drabban, not by a Karmelis. Unlike what it says, Rish Rab, the Shulchan Aruch says even by a Karmelis. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, someone whose saliva already was nitlash b'fiv, he's already ready to spit out saliva. So Rishanim say that he cannot walk down on Rish Rabim until he spits it out. And Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's Yesh B'Shaim and Shulchan Aruch, really there's not halacha, many Rishanim say like this, and therefore it will be Aser. However, he brings to the Rab, but it's only if the saliva is ready on his mouth and it's ready to be spat out. But it's not gathered in his mouth and ready to spat out, the halacha does not apply. Also, going from Amish to Rabbim's Lavdavka will be the same problem to go Mirishus Lushus. And the Viralach is Mesubik, if Salach is Dereis or Drabonon, and Nafkamil will be if it's by a Carmelis, if it's Issa Dereis, it'll be by a Carmelis, if it's Drabonon, said by a Carmelis already, there'll be room to be Megal. Simon Shinnun Alf. The Machaber says that a person cannot stand or Shrabim and stick his hands near like a pipe, like a gutter pipe that's running along the side of the roof. If he's sticking his hands within three tefachim of the roof, he's going to catch the water there. Since his hands are within three tefachim of the roof, it's considered like his hands are attached to the roof. It's leveled to the roof. Now he catches the water there. It's considered like he's catching it on the roof, in the pipe on the roof of Rish Yochid. Then when he brings it down to where he's standing, he's being moitzi from Rish Yochid to Rish Sarabim. That's what the Mechaber says. That's how Mishnah Berurah explains it. However, if the pipe is a little removed from the roof, and then he catches the water and it's within three tefachim of the pipe, but it's now within three tefachim from the roof, that's not a problem. It's not considered love it to the roof anymore. It also has no akir from Malkum Beth Dalal Dalad. And therefore, it's not considered that he's taking it from Shriachot to Shrabim. Rather, he's catching it up there in the Malkum Patur. In general, any pipe that's sticking out three tefachim away from the roof, you can put your hand next to it and catch the water. The Mechaber says, as long as it doesn't have Dalal Dalad, it's not 4x4 tefachim, because then it'll be, if it would be, it'll be its own reshus for itself. And as long as it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. But if it's Dalal Dalad, it's 4x4 tefachim. The answer is just for itself. That'll be a problem by itself. And even if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, it's more than tefachim off the ground to be aser. And Mishnah Berurah explains, it's exera, unto a case when it is dal 4x4 tefachim wide. And then if it's 10 tefachim on the ground, that'll basically be its own shiachid. Because a place that's 10 tefachim tall and 4x4 tefachim wide has some qualifications to be a shiachid. And then you'll have a problem with shiachid to shirabim. So therefore, anytime it's more than 10 tefachim on the ground, it's aser. Or if the pipe is 4x4 tefachim wide, it'd be a problem, because then it'd be mitzvah from that rishus into the rishus in which you're standing.